I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the research that sort of touches into this issue of interdisciplinary care. First, I'm curious about your thoughts about NSABP C09 that's looking at patients who have, I guess, hepatic resection or ablation, looking at the question of does intrahepatic FUDR add to Xelox, which is sort of given as an adjuvant afterwards. What are your thoughts about that study?
Well, I was wondering if intra-arterial therapy would come up today. I think that these types of strategies are still a component of how we approach individual patients.
Do you guys do it?
Well, I guess I would say we do it on a limited basis. It's usually not part of routine adjuvant therapy. What I find interesting about the Kemeny data from a few years ago is when it was initially submitted as an abstract, the patients who appeared to have the most benefit had the greatest number of lesions resected from their liver. So, for instance, the group that had four or more hepatic lesions were the ones who seemed to be deriving the most benefit from having an intra-arterial pump. And the way I've thought about that is those patients are not truly oligometastatic. They sort of really have more diffuse disease. And in such a patient, perhaps the pump will have more effect in terms of hepatic control of small volume metastatic, micrometastatic disease in the hepatic remnant compared to cytotoxic systemic therapy. As a general rule, because these systemic therapies have improved, we have in a routine way used the intra-arterial pump as an adjuvant. Having said that, again, if you have a patient who's a little bit of a borderline patient, a number of lesions that are going to have to be addressed, I wouldn't necessarily say we're not going to put a pump in that patient. The other area where I've used pump in my own practice is typically after failing first or even second line cytotoxic therapy, where you know the chances of response are only 10 or 15%. We haven't published data, but we still see roughly a 30 to 40% response rate to intra-arterial therapy in the second and third line setting. And that's fairly impressive when really in second and third line setting now we're talking 10, 15, perhaps 20% response rates. So in terms of the intra-arterial therapy as part of an adjuvant strategy, I have no personal problem with that. I think there's going to be a subset of patients who are more likely to benefit from having a pump, and whether the C09 brings that out, I'm not clear on. And the pump is not a benign intervention. And one of the issues is there's a learning curve to dosing pumps. There's a learning curve to putting pumps in. And I'm not exactly sure who they're allowing to participate in this trial. And that's a real issue because these are not just component parts you plug in and you dose. I know that Dr. Kemeny has algorithm and they're going to follow an algorithm, but it's still a tricky business.